I mean, there have been people who said, you in the monkey house, how apropos.
Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero folks, and Belrita Novak. Phil, billed you as the Jewish mother of all farmers markets. Is there truth to that claim?
Well, I haven't checked it out completely, but I'll accept it. Why not? I have a big enough ego.
And where is this farmers market?
This farmers market is in Forest Park in Springfield in the old monkey house. And the reason we call it the old monkey house is there used to be a full zoo at the park. And there were monkeys in this particular building. This is our third year having this market in that building. And I could always tell when somebody grew up locally because the first question they asked me was, does it still stink?
Does it still stink?
No, it does not still stink because the park people used it for maintenance for over 30 years.
How did you become the mother of markets in the monkey house in Forest Park?
Well, I've always loved farmers markets. I got married very young and started patronizing farmers markets because I like to cook. I've been cooking since I was a little kid.
Mm-hmm. So not matronizing farmers
markets. Not matronizing.
And not patronizing them in the way like, oh,
no.
Another farmers market.
Well, actually, this market started, our Tuesday market started because I just happened to comment at my book group one evening to a friend. I said, wouldn't it be great to have a market, a farmer's market in our neighborhood, meaning Forest Park? She said, oh, Michael just said the same thing. Michael is her husband, whom I did not know at mm-hmm. the time. But I got on the phone the next day and we started organizing the market. And I have to say the Mass Department of Agricultural Resources were just wonderful, so helpful. And then people from up here in Northampton and Amherst were really helpful. And so we started working on that in the fall of 98 and then, in 97, and then we're open in June of 98. And the winter market started 4 years ago. It just seemed to be a natural extension.
So what is amazing, and Belrita knows this, is 5 years ago, the first one started in Greenfield with a Greenfield Winter Fair. Mm-hmm. But before then, there were no winter markets in Massachusetts. So the seed started in Greenfield. CISA took it to Northampton, worked also with Belrita down in Springfield, and now there are 7 ongoing winter markets.
We do have produce at our market, which a lot of people
Lots of bananas.
Oh,
no.
You know
not
what?
In the monkey house?
It's interesting that you say that because fairly often in the summer, usually a young person will say to me, I'm looking for bananas. And I tend to be a rather sarcastic, cynical, nasty person on occasion, but I really bite my tongue and I say, well, we do not carry that because they don't grow in Western Massachusetts. But if there were a way to figure out how to do them in Massachusetts, we will have it at our market. Everything here is local and so forth.
Have you tried growing them in Florida, Massachusetts?
It makes
the most logical sense.
It is the most logical sense if they have big
greenhouses. Oranges.
But yes, I know there is a Florida, Massachusetts.
Belrita Novak, who is the mother of the farmers markets in Forest Park, currently in the Monkey House every other Saturday.
No, second and fourth Saturdays.
Second and fourth. Well, it depends on which Saturday you begin.
You can't say every other Saturday.
Some months
because
have 5 Saturdays.
That's exactly right.
That's
all
right.
That would throw it off.
Second and fourth Saturday. And it's in the Monkey House at Forest Park. And, you know, we were mentioning winter fairs before and how Greenfield. I remember, you know, when I moved to the Valley, how great it was coming from the Boston area where at the time there were very few farmers markets. The kind of like oasis-like feeling that you get when you walk into a farmers market mm-hmm. in the summertime and it feels wonderful. Then you enter into the winter doldrums.
And you wonder if like any of your friends or neighbors are alive.
Yeah. But there was this one oasis in the middle of the winter, which was that Greenfield farmers market. Now we have these farmers markets all the time, but there are still some of these winter fairs, including this Saturday. Well, tell me about the winter fair this Saturday, Phil.
So CISA moved from doing winter fairs in Northampton, where we did a one-day market, also like Greenfield, had 2,000 people come. But what's happened was what we hoped to have happen, which is ongoing winter markets are now here, and we want to make sure they're here to stay. So we're just bringing more to those winter markets during winter fairs. So down in Springfield, there's going to be some workshops happening this coming Saturday, and there'll be one that we have on Waste Not, Want Not, and also one on cooking with kids.
You should not eat kids.
No, it's terrible for you. It's not good for your teeth at all. So it's just a lot of fun. And when we did this last year, we had so many people come who had never come before. So that's really the inspiration here. You can eat local in the winter. You have Belrita and all those farmers there for you every other Saturday, the second and fourth Saturday days of every month.
Belrita Novak, the mother of the markets in Forest Park in Springfield, and Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero, folks. BuyLocalFood.org.